Hello, Rabosai. It's nice to share this final and third part of the spring semester Chazara Shir for Contemporary Halacha of 2020, spring 2020. We're going to start with Halachas of Chol HaMoed, that shir that I gave a little while back. And first of all, the Mishnah tells us that Hamavaze es Hamoedos Eilu Chelek L'Olam Haba, and interestingly, Rabbi Yonah's Medayik, it does not say Hamechalel es Hamoedos, rather Hamavaze, showing that it's not referring to Yontif, but rather to Chol HaMoed. How does one avoid being mevaz the mo'ados? So Rashi says that it has to be, you have to treat them like a yontif, be'achila, ushasiya. Additionally, the clothing should be markedly different than weekday clothing, but you don't have to have the clothing as nice. But either way, with clothing and food, that's how Chol HaMoed has to be different than a regular weekday. Now, the main first point that we're going to discuss in this year is whether or not the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Aser Midoraisa or Midorabanan. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga Yedches that there are five drushos for the Isser Malacha. And we'll go through these five drushos very quickly, but the question will be, are these literal drushos or are they only asmachtas? So first of all, the Gemara says, Chag HaMatzis Tishmer Shivas Yamim. So Tishmer is a lashon of Isser Malacha. And Shivas Yamim, it clearly shows that there's Chol HaMoed in the middle. Next pasuk is next source is a kal v'chomer. If the beginning and the end is us, it's certainly the middle, which is sandwiched, should have an iser malacha. Kol malachas avoda lo sasu b'sukkos shivas yamim, also including Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva learns from the extra pasuk Eilu Moedei Hashem, which is miyuter, to teach us the iser malacha on Chol HaMoed. And finally, another drasha, which is a little bit more complicated, and the simple reading of the Gemara tells us that there is an Issa D'Oraisa of a Siyas Malacha. The problem is, Tosus Echagiga says that these cannot be real Drushas D'Oraisa. They have to be Asmachtas. It has to be only an Issa D'Rabban. Why? Because he has three questions. Number one, we know that there are only four Aliyahs, not five Aliyahs like we have on Yontif. And usually the Chilukin in number of Aliyahs that the Mishnah Megillah tells us indicates the different levels of Isser Malacha or of Kedusha. Secondly, how in the world could there be a difference between Dover HaAved or not Dover HaAved, which is a financial concern, for something that would be Aser D'Oraisa? That concept, those Chilukim of Dover HaAved, Tzorchei Rabim, which we'll see later, only makes sense by Yisurin D'Rabbanan. Finally, the puncher is that the Lashon Yerushalmi is clearly that it's only Midrabanan. Klum Asru Milacha Ela Lechol Velilmo Torah is Lashon Yerushalmi. The Lashon of Asru means they, Chazal, Asered for this purpose. So, therefore, Tosis assumes these are all Asmachta, Bialmas, and really Midaraisa. There's no Isser Milacha. It's only Isser Milacha is only Midrabanan. Now, how are we to understand if it is Daraisa? How do we understand all these different distinctions that are presumably only make sense if it's Drabbanan, like Dover HaAved and Tzorchei Rabim and the like? The answer would be that the parameters of the Issa D'Oraisa were handed over to Chachamim, Masran HaKasa L'Chachamim. Just like we see in certain other areas of Halacha, Masran HaKasa L'Chachamim, then we're able to, the Chachamim create the parameters of what the Torah is. I mean, the Chacham identify what the Torah wants to Aser, and the Torah wants to Aser that there should be a day that's dedicated to rest, to enjoyment, to simcha, to Talmud Torah. And anything that provides for that will be permitted. And anything that takes away, detracts from it. And the Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, and figure out what are the things that detract from a person's focus on Torah and simcha and being relaxed, which is the goal that the Torah wants us to have. And that's how we'll say it's Masr HaKas L'Chachamim. Now, it's significant to determine whether it's Daraisa D'Rabbanan. First of all, there are nafkaminas if something's Daraisa D'Rabbanan. Will we apply three nafkaminas? Will we apply Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah? If it's D'Rabbanan, we could use that Svara. Would there be an Isser, a Mitzvah Tefillin? Presumably, the Os of Isser Malachav, Shabbos and Yontif, is what exempts a person from Tefillin. So if there's an Isser Daraisa, so then there's an Os. On Chol HaMoed, you don't need the Os of Tefillin. If it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, then on a D'Oraisa level, there's no Os, so you would need Tefillin. And thirdly, the third nafkamin would be, do we assume if there's a situation of Safik Malacha, would we say Safik Malacha L'Hakel or not? That's as far as the distinction. And of course, when the Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed lines up the various Rishonim, he comes out basically that 12 or so, 11, 12, 13, we've shown him on each side of the kind is basically a half and half machlokas, so 50-50 machlokas, whether it's D'Oraisa Isur Melacha on Chol Hamoed is Daraisa or Darabanan. So that is the first point. The next point is an important question to discuss, not Melacha, but what about if you have Tircha that is not Melacha? So here, where we are asked, Shabbos works and Yontif works with Lamates Melachas. What if something is a Tircha? You want to carry something, you know, the couch up and down the steps all day long. There's no Melacha involved. It's within your house, but there's a Tircha. So we have numerous Gemaras that talk about the fact that Tircha is Aser, and presumably that Isser of Tircha would be even if the there would not be any Melacha involved. So that's a discussion among the Rishonim and the Achronim. Another point that you have to wonder is, what about the opposite? What happens if you have something that is a Melacha, but there's no Tircha at all? For example, flipping on and off the light, flipping off the light in the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, you turn the light on, because that's a Tzarech Yontif, Mutter. What about when you leave the bathroom? There's no need to turn off the light. On the other hand, there's no Tircha. So you're doing a Melacha of turning off the light, but there's no Tircha involved. Is that going to be a problem? You walk outside with a tissue in your pocket where there's no Erev. So is that going to be okay on Chol Hamoed? There's no Tzorech. On the other hand, there's no Tircha involved, but there is a Melacha involved. So that's all another question. Let's go to the third point in this year, and that is to be aware that all the halachas of Muktza do not apply on Chol Hamoed. Similarly, the Gzeiros D'Rabbanan, like you can't, that Gzeira, you can't swim lest you come to make a raft, you can't ride an animal lest you come to break off a branch, all those, you can't climb a tree lest you come to break a branch, all those Gzeiros do not apply on Chol Hamoed. Now let's talk about the Isser Melacha as far as Chol Hamoed is concerned. The way the halachas of Chol Hamoed are set up is that Melacha is Aser, except for five general areas. And those five areas, well, actually four, which are five, I'll say them right now. Dabra Ha'aved, Poel She'elo Mayochal, Tzorchei Rabim, and Tzorch Ochel Nefesh, we are going to make a distinction between a Maisa Uman and a Maisa Hetyot. Let's talk about them one at a time now. Let's first begin with Tzorch Hamoed. So if you want to go to Hershey Park, that's a Tzorch Hamoed, and you could drive, do the malachas that you need to get to Hershey Park. So this is typically only going to be permitted if it's a Maisa Hedyot. So you could drive to Hershey Park, but if your car breaks down and you need to redo your transmission in order to get to Hershey Park, that would already be considered a Maisa Uman, and a Maisa Uman would be prohibited even if it is to get to Hershey Park. So Maisa Hedyot is permitted. However, there's one more limitation. Even if you do Maisa Hedyot, it still should be done Bitzina, the Shulchan Aruch says, because people might not realize that it's Tzorech HaMoed. That's one limitation. A second limitation to this Tzorech HaMoed is also that you cannot be Mechavein Malach to LaMoed. Meaning, even if something is a Tzorech HaMoed, but you could have, if you specifically scheduled it for Chol HaMoed, that would be a problem because you knew you had more time, so Mechavein Malach to LaMoed is Aser. Now let's talk about what if it's a Tzorech Uman. If it's a Maisa Uman, then you're not allowed to do a Maisa Uman, even if it is a Tzorech HaMoed. So for example, if you need to fix the transmission, as we said, to get to Hershey Park, yes, Hershey Park is a Tzorech HaMoed, but it's a Maisa Uman that's going to be prohibited. If it would just be to change a tire, or to fill up with gas to get to Hershey Park, those are definitely Maisa Hedyots, and you would be able to do that to get to Hershey Park. There is an important leniency that we have when it comes to Maisa Uman. Normally, Maisa Uman is Aser. However, if it's Maisa Uman that is Litzorech Achilas Ochel Nefesh, then it will be permitted. So, for example, if you have a pastry chef who wants to make this really fancy, complicated, professional pastry, that will be permitted because, it's a Maisa Uman. But Tzorech HaMoed, that is for Ochel Nefesh, is permitted. One thing that we apply from that is just like food is permitted because it's ochel nefesh, even for Maisa Uman, so to anything that relates to the body. So for example, anything that's tzorchei haguf. So for example, a woman can go to a makeup lady, a cosmetologist, to do a fancy Maisa Uman makeup because kishat haguf is considered, and tzorchei haguf is considered like ochel nefesh, where even a Maisa Uman is permitted. Similarly, if a lock would break and you're not safe in your house, that's also Tzorech HaGuf. If the toilet breaks, so it depends. If you have five toilets in your house and only three or four people, so don't use that toilet on Chol HaMoed. However, if you have 15 people for Yontif and you have two bathrooms or three bathrooms, so to get a professional plumber to do the, which is a tzarecha, which is a ma'isa uman, so then the tzarecha guf would allow even a ma'isa uman to fix the toilet because you have a lot of people and not so many toilets. So it really depends on the circumstances. A similar application of the concept of Maisa Uman as opposed to Maisa Hedyot is whether we look at the skill that's needed or what the finished product looks like. For example, a Polaroid camera, in the olden days, you take a picture and it comes out, it looks like a professional painting. You know, it's a great picture. But all you had to do is press a button on a Polaroid camera. So this is a machlokas. Igros Moshe says, if anyone could do it, it's mutter to do. We look at the skill to do the item, to do this activity, and then it will be mutter, because it's a hedyot that could do it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, no, since it looks, the result has a professional touch, it is considered a ma'isa uman. And you could say the same thing about something that's printed on a computer printer. It's very simple to do, but it has a professional touch to the finished product, so that would be, therefore, you might want to try to avoid printing to be yotzei Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, even if it would be l'tzarech moed, because that would be like ma'isa uman, Letzorach HaMoed, or at least it probably, according to Rabbi Kamenetsky, that's considered a Ma'isa Uman. Okay, let's now go to the next category in the Shir, which is what about making appointments. So the halacha is that you're not supposed to be, when it comes to Tzorach HaMoed, so that's a Tzorach HaMoed. But now we're not talking about Tzorach HaMoed. To make a dentist appointment or to make a doctor's appointment, that's not Tzorach HaMoed. Am I allowed to make a routine checkup to go to the doctor? So the Igros Moshe says, no, if it's just a routine checkup, it's usher to go to the dentist, it's usher to go to the doctor. Of course, if somebody's not feeling well, if somebody has his teeth are hurting them, then you could go to the doctor or the dentist. If it's a matter of having your glasses fixed, again, that's something that you need for your guf. It will be an extension of ochel nefesh, and it will be mutter even for a ma'isa uma to take it to an optician. So let's talk about dentists. If you have tsar, of course it's mutter, it's like a tzarech haguf, even a ma'isa uma is fine. If there's no tsar, and you don't have any problem, any situation that you know of that's getting worse and worse and worse, so it would be not appropriate, says Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov. However, others permit going to the doctor and presumably the dentist because there's a different point. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to take medicine on Moed. So the question is it only mutter to take medicines or in general refuah is mutter? So therefore, there are those who are makel because it's an extension of refuah. Okay, that's the end of that point. Now let's talk about the heter called Dover Ha'aved. Even though we said when it came to Tzorach Yantif that Tzorach Yantif is only mutter if it's a ma'isa hedyot but not a ma'isa uman, when it comes to Dover Ha'aved, then we permit even a ma'isa uman. So if you have a leak, then you're allowed to call that's going to ruin your house or ruin something, then you're allowed to call a professional to fix it. However, it can't be two limitations. Number one, it can't be an excessive tircha. Well, it could be that the level of tircha and the amount of hefsid are related. I mean, if there's a big hefsid, then you could allow more of a tircha. If it's a very small hefsid, then you would allow a very little bit of tircha. So that's something to keep in mind. Another limitation to the kula, to the lenience, to the heter of Dover HaAved is that you're not allowed to be mechavin malach to lemoed. So let's say, for example, you have a leak in your house. It started a week and a half before Pesach, but you're so busy with the Pesach cleaning, you say, you know what? It's not such a big leak. Of course, it's going to cause a little bit of damage the longer it goes, but I don't want to deal with it now. When Yom Tchol HaMoed comes, I'll have plenty of time. We'll take care of it then. So then you're going to schedule the leak to be fixed on Chol HaMoed, even though it is a Dover HaAved, but you're mechavin malach to lemoed. That would be usser. I actually had a shiloh like that this year. Somebody had some kind of thing that needed to be taken care of, and they left it for Chol HaMoed. They called me a Chol HaMoed, and I said, no, that's mechavi malach to lemoed, even though it is a Dover Ha'aved. Keep in mind that the Dover Ha'aved is only if it's a loss of principle, not a menias revach to gain profit. This brings in the question of going to work on Chol HaMoed, where Moshe has an interesting svara. He says that if your family has a specific need to go on vacation at a certain time of the year, for example, you have kids and you want to go away during winter break. You have kids and you want to go and you have a bungalow colony, and no one's in the bungalow colony in March or in February. So you can only go to the bungalow colony in the summer. So if you have a reason why your vacation should be at a specific time of the year, then to have to go to work now in order to take your vacation days would be considered davar ha'aved, meaning really, if I don't go to work now, then I'm going to lose out on the vacation that my family needs at that other time of the year, when we need to do it at that other time of the year. If you just stop have vacation days and you don't have any kids at home that determine, you know, the school year, it doesn't matter when you do it, so don't work on Chol HaMoed. But if you have a specific time that you need to go on vacation, for whatever reason, then to going to work would be a davar ha'aved, and you would be permitted to go to work on Chol HaMoed. Next point is to keep in mind that there's also an issur of pragmatia, just doing business. Even though there's no malacha per se, we could understand that the ikar of Chol HaMoed is to lechol v'lilmo Torah, like the Yerushalmi told us. And therefore, Chazal said, if you do pragmatia, again, this is a different din than malacha. If we allow pragmatia, it will take away the ability for us to lechol v'lilmo Torah. However, for Tzorech Moed, we'll permit a pragmatia. However, it has to be done bitzina. So, for example, if you go to Borough Park, Williamsburg, on Chol HaMoed, you'll see that the stores will be half open, meaning the shutters will be half down. You could get in, but there's a shinui. Then you go in, you buy whatever you need, but letzarech hayantif, but it was done with a little bit of a shinui. Some suggest, as far as davar ha'aviv is concerned, if you have a regular customer and all of a sudden you're going to be closed for 8 days, you're going to lose your customers. They'll go to the competition. So that also could make you be considered davar ha'aved. Let's say you're an Amazon provider, and if you all of a sudden twice a year your products are shipping 8 days later than everybody else's. So instead of a 2-day delivery, it's a 10-day delivery. You're gonna get bad ratings. So such a situation could be davar ha'aved and would be permitted to work on Chol HaMoed. Fine. Next point is tzorchei rabim. Tzorchei rabim means that you are allowed to do things for the community, and that's a heter to do malacha letzorchei rabim. However, it does not apply to everything that's communal. It only applies to things that are related to some tzorach haguf. For example, mikvaos, roads, water cisterns, but not just building, you know, the yeshiva, they want to build a yeshiva. That's not considered a tzorchei rabim. Of course, there's no greater tzorchei rabim than building a yeshiva or building a shul. But if it doesn't relate to something that's tzorchei haguf, again, like not to chip on the floor, the bathrooms aren't working, anything that relates to tzorchei haguf, that's permitted. And when we do, it will be permitted to do even a ma'ase uman. Why is it that we permit tzorchei rabim? So the Ravid has a fabulous svar. He says that the reason why we permit tzorchei rabim, even though they are scheduled to take place on Chol HaMoed, there's a heter of mechavi melachto, and even to do it b'farhesia, is because if something's a public issue, if it's everybody's issue, then nobody will ever take care of it. So therefore, we have to have a time on Chol HaMoed when people aren't going to work anyway, and they're available. Okay, I can't go to work, so anyway, I'm available. Okay, that's the time that people would make themselves available to do things for the community, to fix the bathrooms, the shul toilets, to fix the walkway in the shul. Then people will take care of things, to fix the roads, because they're not busy with other things. That's the svara of the Ravid. When it comes to shaving or haircuts, we have to realize there's a totally different point. There's no isser malacha of shaving and haircuts, because if anything, they're the tzarech hayantif, right? You want to look good for the last days. The reason why it's asr is a gzera shalo yikanes liyomtov kishuhu menuvel. If you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, we're worried that you won't, and launder as well, you won't come into yantif with laundered clothing and with a clean shaven face and with a nice haircut. So therefore, they made it asr on Chol HaMoed. You'll make sure to launder your clothing and to shave and get haircuts before yantif. Based on this, Rabbi Natam says, oh, so if you shaved before Yantif, then you should be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, because you did what Chazal wanted. But most Rishonim reject this. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that even though most Rishonim reject it, if somebody shaves every day and it's clear, it looks like to everybody that, you know, that they shaved before Yantif and that they, like Rabbi Natam suggested, you have to do, and they look ugly now and they shave every day, so maybe other Rishonim should agree that it would be Mutter Medina to shave a Chol HaMoed for somebody who does shave daily. But again, Rav Moshe says we'd only permit that b'makom tzar gadol or tzar gadol. Rav Salvechik, of course, was known to say that it's a mitzvah to shave for the last days of Yantif, but most poskim don't follow. If you're a Talmud of Rav Salvechik, that's fine, but most poskim do not accept that in general. And interesting to note that nail cutting is asr, as an outgrowth of the Isra of Tisporas. However, with a hand, the Isra is only with a kli, but if you do it with a hand, it's mutter l'chatchila, on Chol HaMoed. And that's true by Avelis also. By Avelis also, you're allowed to do it l'chatchila with your hand, even though an Avel is not allowed to cut their nails. That's the end of the shir regarding Hilchos Chol HaMoed.